Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tim Allen, though, that's what matters.
Yeah, good
Tim,
morning.
Tim, co-host of Rami and Tim.
That's right. You know what could be better? I mean, when you think about it, yeah, this is the first Monday, by the way, no NFL to talk about. First Monday in a long time.
Oh, I haven't heard that. Yeah,
time.
No one said that.
No, so what could be better? You know, we're really in a lucky spot here, Bart Winkler, and we ought to be grateful to what we have. And that is, unlike some people that I know that hate their jobs, this is pretty cool that we get to, you know, wake up every morning and talk sports. And I mean, there's not many jobs that are better, that's for sure.
It's very introspective of you.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about this. You know, it's a cold-ass day, and, you know, everyone's going to be griping about this, that, and the other
thing. It's going to snow again tonight.
Yeah, a big deal. Like, this is news to people.
It's the repeated punch in the face. We know it's going to be cold. We know it's going to snow. But when it keeps hitting you over and over, it's like, okay, can you give me a week off?
It's okay. We're almost to March 1st. March 1st, we're done with the 90 days of wintry nightmare, you know, the December, Jan, and Feb. And we're done with that. And March 1st, there's hope. And there's also hope this week. As you know, one of the reasons I'm on this morning, pitchers and catchers report this week. We got baseball just around the corner here.
Well, the other, I just wanted to bookend. I talked to you guys on Friday, and I just brought that to the morning audience, that 15-year-olds and I are mixing it up.
That's right, Bobby Joe and little Johnny,
Lil Wayne,
or whatever,
yeah,
it was. Lil
Wayne and and Bobby Blanks.
Yep, that was funny. That's good.
I'm not pursuing further engagement of fight.
No?
No. That mean I could be their dad.
True.
So I'm just going to back off. But thanks for your advice through this matter. I did want to talk to you. I want to talk to you about the Brewers because I think people think I like to be miserable. Here's what I was doing the other day. I was talking about how much the Brewers suck, okay? So I pull up their depth chart just to help me along. And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, you know, actually the outfield starters I like, I'm not thrilled with Garcia, but he could have a decent year. Colton Wong, that'll be a nice addition. I'll never give up on Arcia. The pitchers, man, I've been complaining about the pitchers for years. I do like the pitchers. I love Woody. Mm-hmm. I love Burns. The bullpen's great. So I really, the part of the team I've been most upset with, that's the part I like the most. And then there's, you know, some decent guys around. Yeah, the corners are a problem, and who knows how many catchers we're going to have on the roster throughout the year. But I can see this team, even with what the Cardinals are doing, with getting Arenado for free, they can still maybe win the Central. And so I get that far, and that's a big leap for me. And then I look at the Dodgers, specifically the Dodgers. I look at the Braves. I just think it's the NL Central is in a different class right now than the rest of the division. So how do you get past that? Because they can be competitive. They can make the playoffs. They can win the Central. But I just think a World Series is so far away.
It's like looking at, you know, your lottery ticket. And you say, why can't I win the lottery? The other guy won the lottery. Well, you didn't win the lottery. That's just it. If we keep looking at – you know, what we don't have. Let's take a look. You're right, Bart, about what we do have here. The foundation and the foundational players on this Brewers 2021 squad, they're good. Guys, they're good. The key here, there's a couple of keys. You went around the lineup a little bit. Avisail Garcia is not going to have as bad a year as he had last year. He's a far better player than that, guys. We all know that. Everybody knows that. Omar Narvaez behind the plate is a far better player than he showed us last year. We will get upticks from both of those positions. Let's just start right there. Then you do have Kane. You've got Yelich. You've got Keston Hira. You've got Colton Wong. You've got Orlando Arcia. Okay, there's your foundation right there, and I am extremely confident about that. Now, let's take a look at third base. Key factor here. What are you going to do at third base? You're going to piecemeal this thing together, another Eric Sogard, or you can get those players a dime a dozen. Do you want to go with a little known in a Jed Jerko, who arguably was the Brewers' best hitter last year? He'd be cheap. You'd probably get him at $3 million. They're going to wait out this third base position. And let me just say Walker Buehler, he's on the list. He's on my list. I don't know if you caught this. Did you see his tweet the other day?
Yeah. My advice is, and this is what I, to bring it back to those 15-year-olds, if you're going to punch, you punch upwards. You don't punch down, right? When you're trying to attack or feud with someone, I'm not going to go pick a target, you know, of someone who I'm on a radio show in Milwaukee. That's a decent target, right? So you can pick at me. But then me, I'm going to go pick on, like, you know, Scott Farrell. Remember that? I'm going to go pick on, I'll pick on someone on TV. That's what I'm going to pick. You when you punch upward. Walker Buehler is like, ha-ha, the Brewers, I'm not scared of them. He's punching down.
First of all, grammatically, he's an idiot. Complete idiot. I wonder if he even went to school ever.
Yeah, he spelled weird wrong. He spelled weird.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. I'm sure he's a nice fella. It's easy to talk when you're a Dodger. It's easy to...
Oh, it's so easy.
As you said, it's so easy. Okay, let's see what President David Stearns would do with an extra $100 million. Yeah, you're a big talker as you guys sign all these guys to all these huge contracts. Yeah, big talker, Walker. You're a big man. You're the big man on campus. Imagine what David Stearns and Matt Arnold and the Brewers would do with an extra $100 million for this year. That's an extra four players at $25 million apiece. Gee, I wonder what it would look like then. I wonder what this roster would look like then. Big talker. I don't know, for those that didn't read it, he has since deleted it. Were we scared?
Uh-huh.
The Brewers, question mark? Ha, ha, ha. The were was W-E apostrophe R-E.
I didn't know you were a big stickler for grammar.
We are.
I like
we,
that.
That's why I don't tweet too much. We are. We scared. We are. We scared.
We are. We scared. I've been saying that. My friend told me that was right. My friend told me you put an apostrophe there. I said no. That's not the case.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Okay, so let's get back to that third base position. That is key here. Now they're going to wait this out. Michael Franco. It could be a reunited Travis Shaw. I would suggest Jed Jerko, but that's me. Michael Franco would be fairly cheap too, $3 or $4 million. You could take care of that right there. And so if you don't sign someone, you got Luis Urias, who's 23 years old. You're taking a little bit of a shot there. I guess you could come out of nowhere with Lucas Urseg. So that's your position group right there. Third base, still a question mark. Keep in mind you have Vogelbach in camp and on the team. Keston Hira at first base. Let's wait and see. He doesn't have to throw the ball too far, so that's a good thing. Now, the pitching staff. Would I like another starter, a veteran starter, a Brett Anderson type? Of course. Just to cover your flank a little bit, because then you're relying on Josh Lindblom toward the bottom of that. Eric Lauer may get a shot in the four or five. The key to this pitching staff here, And Brewers fans need to keep a close eye on this. The entire key to this pitching staff is one Adrian Hauser. If this dude has lights out, really good stuff when he's on, guys, he does. He has upper tier, elite level stuff. He's still young enough. Now would be the time to break out. If he breaks out, Adrian Hauser is the key to the starting rotation. And think about, we all know what we think of Brandon Woodruff. We all know about Corbin Burns and his run late last year, like Cy Young run. But Adrian Hauser, if he takes the step that Burns stepped last year, look out. Bart, look out. That's a 1-2-3 punch that's young, that's deep, and we're going to find out what happens. And I think that's why some of the outlets, Pecota being one of them, has the Brewers winning the Central. Adrian Hauser is a key. Adrian Hauser, there's really three. Adrian Hauser, a potential signing of a veteran starter, and the third base position. They make a sign over the weekend, Boxberger, to bolster a little bit of a bullpen. Look out for Drew Rasmussen this year out of that pen. Or, Bart, they may go with him at the bottom end of that rotation, which would be key, too. He's got electric stuff.
Yeah, so I'm with you. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can like on this team. But then once you get past even the Central, to go back to your lottery thing, but the goal is to win the lottery, you know? The goal is to win the lottery. And I just, the odds are stacked so hard against you, and they're so in favor of these other teams that I think, you know, this year I think baseball is going to be more beloved than ever because people are just going to be itching for some normalcy. We get 162 games or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's 162, right? Or did they take some off?
No, it's 162. Yeah,
okay, 162, and there will be some fans at the ballpark. That's not official. I keep saying it, though, because there will be.
There will be.
And so let's say Miller Park can, let's say they allow 12,000 people. Okay? That's going to be packed. I mean, they're going to sell out that 12,000 every night. People are going to be so desperate to go. So I think people are just going to enjoy it. But I wish that I could think World Series, and I can. And then I go back to Tim. I called you guys bomb-faced 2 years ago in 2018. I said, you got to take advantage of the moments when you get them. And you guys laughed at me, but boy, how right I was.
Yeah, well, no, they did take advantage in 18. I mean, they made those signings.
But when they lost, everyone was like, oh, that's okay. We'll be back soon.
Well, and they've been back to the postseason the next 2 years. So let's make it four in a row this year. They're laying in the weeds here, Bart. I'm convinced of that. They're kind of laying in the weeds. They know exactly what's going on. Now, on the money thing, you know, again, I sort of understand it. I know this kind of spins people the wrong way, that Mark Adonasio needs to dig in and invest a little bit more. And to some degree, that's true, but not to the entire degree. I mean, you have to put yourself in that situation from his perspective. You have to put yourself into a running of the business perspective. And it's tough. It's tough. When you're not getting the fans in the stands, what are you going to do? I mean, they rely on the fans in the stands. And we talked about this a little bit on Friday about jersey number retiring. They give the fans, you guys, a lot of support in terms of praise and being grateful and thankful to the fan base in Milwaukee. And I've said that there's a special and unique relationship between Brewers fans and that baseball team. And there is. I'm convinced of that. That being said, time to honor us fans.
Doing this again.
I'm doing it again. I'm going to do it every year. I'm going to do it every year until it's done. And I don't see what's wrong with
you
it.
You want to retire a number for the fans?
I do. And I think it's warranted here.
What number?
They continually praise us.
Okay,
and
what
thank
number?
Us. They continually say we are more fan-reliant in this market than any other team in baseball. Then do that for us.
What number?
Number 10.
Because there's nine guys and we're the 10th?
And we are the 10th.
It's got to be 69 or else.
Okay.
It's the only way I'm on board. My friend
I'm getting a little fired up here.
I'm trying to talk about the competitive imbalance in baseball and how it's keeping me from believing this team can win a World Series. You want to retire the number 10 for the fans.
Look at the way Tampa does it.
And they say my generation is the, oh, everyone wants a participation trophy. But it's your generation who were our parents. And now you want a number retired because you're a good fan, Tim? Get out of here.
I do. And the rest of the state. The state needs to be rewarded for their participation in keeping this baseball team here. If it weren't for 2.8 on average per year, this team would not be here, Bart. They wouldn't be here without the fan base going to Brewers games. They wouldn't be here. Right? They'd be long gone. This is all about the fans. We're the ones, you know, players hate when you say we pay your paychecks. They don't like that too much over the years. We're getting a little bit better at that, more accepting of that philosophy with players and coaches and managers. We are a little more accepting, but they generally speaking, they don't like that. But when it comes down to 40% fan reliant for this organization, almost half your existence is based on you going to Miller Park, you going to American Family Field, you going down to Maryvale, you buying the jerseys and grabbing the bobbleheads, the whole nine yards. It's time to pony up here a little bit, and not a $10 voucher, Mark. Thank you, but you know the extra hot dog and beer, that doesn't do it for us. I want that number 10 for these fans because we are that important.
All right. I think what I hate this take.
I know you do. But this is not new. This has been going on for years. Almost a decade, Bart.
What I want from the Brewers is to show me that they're trying to be competitive, even in a landscape that is imbalanced towards them. And this leads to the theory that my friend has. He told me, we were texting last night, buddy says, I don't think Mark Antanasio was ever going to pony up for Turner. I think he knew Turner would resign, so he offered the same thing to show the fans, hey, look, I'm trying.
Mm-hmm.
My theory is the Dodgers are his favorite team, and he just wanted one.
Well, we'll see. I mean, they ponied up.
So you think they were interested? Because they're so cheap all offseason, yeah. And it's like, oh, here's $17 million for Justin Turner? Dude's as old as I am.
That. They did not. They didn't offer 17 in a 2 year.
Heyman said two for 34.
Yeah, I don't know if it was that high. I'd be surprised. But what if it were? That was the key there. At least they went for it. If that's true, then they went for it. He did reach into his pocket and say, "Hey, well, here's a higher buck player. I'm going to bring him in."
Well, it's easy and to. It's like when they offered Prince 4 for $100.
Prince and
he
CC.
Was never going to take that, but you have to offer it.
Same thing with CC Sabathia and Prince Fielder. Everybody knew they weren't going to accept those offers, but you did offer. That's a lot of money for this market. Okay, so then we get to the end of the story here, and it always ends here, and that is the economic structure is completely unbalanced. It's unfair. I cannot believe we live year to year in baseball with this kind of disparity between the small markets and the big markets. I mean, I just point this out every year, and I will continue to point it out. You can call it whining or not. This is the reality of it. How does an $80 million payroll compete with a $180 million payroll? How is that possible?
How are people that are making $9 an hour to be frontline workers at the grocery store supposed to compete with hedge fund babies?
See, now there might be a little bit of a difference here.
Because
you can always quit your grocery store job and go get another one.
If you just pull yourself up by the bootstraps.
Well, yeah, you could. And then one could say that, well, Tim, Mark Adonasio could move his team to a bigger market.
Yeah, get the hell out of here.
Which is completely his choice.
Why don't we make a new team? You know, you've been such a good fan, Tim. Here's what we'll do.
I want an award.
You've been such a good fan. The Brewers, they could retire a jersey for the fans. That's not
so cool.
No, that's not cool enough. Let's have Mark move the team. He can go to Roanoke or Portland or wherever he wants to go. Baseball will grant us a new team, and we'll call it the Milwaukee Timms. And the logo can be your face, and it can be played at Smile Milwaukee Park.
There you go.
Because you earned it.
Sponsored by Marlboro Light Soft Pack.
And the corner bar that you're always at.
Oh, man. That's getting nastier, too.
Oh, yeah? Why?
They need to clean that place up a little bit.
Why,
they
COVID?
They need to de-louse that thing. So pitchers and catchers report this week, Bart. When is it that we sort of get excited for Brewers baseball? I'm not saying you're not, and I'm not saying some fans are not. I'm just saying, when does, like, the collective fan base really, you know, kind of sign on to, oh, man, Brewers are back. Okay, Bucks in
full
gear.
We need to see images. And then when we know if we can go to the park or not.
Jury's still out on me heading to Arizona because, with the access and the protocols and all of that. Yeah, it's tough. One of the things that, I tended to do the last 15, 16 years is, make sure we get an inside scoop and, be faced with these guys, have some fun with these guys, something I had prided myself on over these years to, even the minor leaguers, develop some relationships with these guys and get to know them a little bit. It's tough on Zoom, and I would assume they're going to continue that aspect of it in Arizona. So the jury's still out a little bit. I don't know how productive I would be with headed there, but we'll see.
I could go to the Bucks game tomorrow night for media. But
there
I have to walk in a straight line, get to my spot, not move, and then the interviews are still on Zoom.
We're getting better, Bart.
We got sports. There was a time we didn't have sports.
No, and there's going to be attendance here and even locally. I know, on the national scene that they allowed, upwards of, what was it, in the league championship series for baseball going all the way back to October, November. I mean, you're looking at 10, 15,000 fans there. The Super Bowl just had 22,000, roughly. And we're getting to the point where now we can, adjust accordingly, and it will get better and better and better depending on who you listen to.
Tim, have a good show today. Rami and Tim, 2-6 on the Fan.
Brad Boxberger, the latest Milwaukee Brewer.
Are you having him on?
Keep your eyes and ears open for a third base sign and possibly a starting pitcher, a veteran type. And it might just be Brett Anderson again, guys. So it wouldn't surprise anybody. Keys to this whole team this year, third base and Adrian Hauser. Keep that in mind.
Tim, I just want to let you know that I look like Ron Robinson.
Okay. All right. That's very nice. Now
the red beard.
I have, yes.
The tired eyes. My nose isn't as jacked as his, but.
Now, when you're drinking, does like your whole head is just one red? It's just everything, the skin, the hair, everything's just, or eyes, everything's red?
Well, I have brown hair, but I have red beard. But when I drink, when I drink cheap beer, I'm a tomato. Yeah.
And you do that when?
Usually after 6. Nightly.
Okay. You still a nightly guy?
I got to go.
Okay. I want an answer to that question at some point soon.
I got to go. What's that, honey?
Bye now.
No, this is 7-Up. Yeah. All right. See you, bud.
See you.
Tim Allen, Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. Again, greatmidwestbank.com.